James Comer, Biden's own over 20 shell companies to hide payments, launder money. By Wendell Hussebo on July 17, 2023. The Biden family opened more than 20 shell companies to hide payments and launder money, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, said Sunday. After reviewing suspicious activity reports, SARs, at the Treasury and subpoenaing banks and individuals, Comer posted on Twitter that the Biden family created more than 20 entities to accept, forward, and collect payment from a wide range of business associates. "We found all these shell companies that make absolutely no sense," Comer told Fox News. "I don't believe they have paid a penny of revenue, a penny of taxes on most of the millions of dollars they received from our adversaries around the world." In March, the committee revealed the Biden family business over the course of several years received over $10 million from business schemes in Romania and China in return for what appears to be influence peddling. For instance, SARs obtained by the committee revealed a Biden associate, Rob Walker, received a $3 million wire transfer from SFC China Energy Company in turn. Four Biden family members, Hunter, James, Hallie, and an unidentified Biden, received a collective $1.3 million cut from the $3 million wire transfer. Breitbart News reported the Biden family business received a total of $5.1 million within days of Hunter Biden's messages to SFC through multiple accounts, including Owasco and Hudson West 3 LLC. "How did they list this on their taxes?" Comer questioned. "Is it a service they provided?" Moving forward, Comer's committee is set to begin deposing Biden family business associates in the coming weeks and months. Comer said in early July that Devin Archer, one of Hunter Biden's top associates, will be the first member deposed to unravel the family's international business schemes. Archer was Hunter Biden's best friend in business and got in legal trouble in 2022 for defrauding a Native American tribal entity. The court ordered him to pay a $43,954,416.75 judgment to the victims. Prior to his arrest, Archer served in 2014 with Hunter Biden on the board of Burisma, a Ukraine-based energy company, whose executive, Mykola Zlochevsky, allegedly bribed Hunter and Joe Biden with $5 million each. Comer said the future depositions will be bolstered by Wednesday's public testimony of IRS whistleblowers, who revealed at least 13 serious allegations against Hunter Biden, the Justice Department, and President Joe Biden. "We're now at the phase of the investigation where we've accumulated enough bank records to where we can ask these IRS employees specific substantive questions," Comer said. Among the allegations, the IRS whistleblowers alleged Assistant U.S. Attorney Leslie Wolf refused to allow investigators to ask about Joe Biden being the big guy. Wolf also allegedly blocked questions about the big guy to limit where the investigation could go despite evidence of Joe Biden's involvement. They also claimed Rob Walker said Joe Biden showed up at a meeting with SFC and family associates. "This should be a good substantive committee hearing that will allow us to move forward in the deposition process when we bring these individuals that were helping the Bidens funnel and launder this money," Comer explained. "We will be able to ask them specific questions about specific transactions." Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.